be going first. My name is Kristen Hosey. I'm a clinical faculty at the University of Washington in Seattle, and today I'm going to be talking about a program that I've been working on in East Central and Southern Africa, in 17 countries, around continuing professional development or continuing nursing education for nurses and midwives in Africa. And this is a project that I've been working on for a couple years now with the Afiabora Consortium. And before I get started and forget, I did leave some paper over here on the table and some of my cards related both to this project and also the Afiabora Consortium, which is a global health leadership training for nurses, physicians, and public health professionals. They take Americans, but it's mostly focused on 5 countries in Africa to develop leadership training for African nurses and physicians and healthcare providers in the area. And that was how I was able to work on this project that we're going to talk about today. So for a little bit of a background, nurses and midwives make up the healthcare workforce, like globally, and a lot of the countries that we're talking about, they make up to 90% of the healthcare services for patients accessing healthcare system. So it's really important to understand that in the 17 countries that we work in, and these are the ones here, they may not ever get training after they finish their nursing program, because it is not a requirement to do continuing nursing education in a lot of these countries. Now, working with the African Health Profession Regulatory Collaborative for Nurses and Midwives, it's a 4-year program with the CDC and Emory University that works on providing technical assistance to nurses and midwives in these countries to develop their own nursing regulatory frameworks. Now, this can be around scopes of practice. If we're talking about South Sudan, that's a very new country, and they don't really know, they want to figure out what their scope of practice is, and it could be all the way to continuing professional development or CNE, CPD for the slides, and in 8 countries in Africa, they have just started making this a requirement for relicensure, is to have this continuing education training. So what this project is doing is to support that. So this is a great quote that one of my Kenyan colleagues, I do a lot of work in Kenya, said, and I'll just read it out. "There's a critical shortage of nurses, especially in the rural areas, so being released to attend conferences is difficult. Secondly, where nurses are supposed to pay, some find it difficult to afford in the midst of competing tasks." The nurses of there are 68 nurses that we work with on a regular basis through the African Regulatory Health Collaborative for Nurses and Midwives. And they're typically appointed by the secretary, the permanent secretary in those countries. And it's one academic official, usually a dean of one of the universities, the registrar for that country, the nursing registrar, a member of the Ministry of Health, and a union or association president. And they come together for these summative conferences, which I'm actually going to attend next week in Zimbabwe. And what they did 4 years ago, they said, we need some support in providing continuing education that's online in order to support what we're doing in regards to continuing education requirements in our countries, because they may not be able to leave their hospitals and their wards if there's no one to replace them. And a lot of the trainings that we focus on is in person for a lot of the NGOs that we work with. So the purpose of this library was to develop an online, mobile-friendly, continuing professional development library that can contribute to the overall sustainability of these national frameworks for continuing education that I mentioned in those 8 countries, and hopefully it'll expand out to the whole 17 countries that we work with. And these training modules will be reviewed by a committee, and they will include a certificate of completion. So what we've been working on for the last couple years, we identified the need here. This is our framework for this project. The nurses said, we want this. I put out a survey 2 years ago to nursing leaders, about 68 nursing leaders in the 17 countries. They identified topics that they were interested in. Interestingly enough, I thought that they were all going to say like HIV or prevention of mother child transmission of HIV, that sort of stuff. But there was a lot of interest in things like nursing documentation and ethics in nursing. So it wasn't just the stuff that we are always hearing about in global health. And so then I conducted a gap analysis where I was just looking at implementing partners that we already work with that are developing trainings all the time, like ICAP and JPIGO and so forth, CDC, to see what content is already available. Because we don't have the capacity to keep cranking out trainings. We're just looking at what's there to see what's available. And then we had a bunch of stakeholder meetings. We even developed a review committee, sort of like for a peer, like a journal review committee, but instead we're looking at these trainings with nurses and midwives in the region, and then developed a website. But our challenge when we talk about lessons learned has been in the website side, not the buy-in from the nurses, but for the tech support in those countries. So here's the website for the East Central and Southern Africa College of Nursing, which is our implementing partner for this program. They work as an umbrella organization for professional. It's kind of like the ANA for the region, though. So instead of a national one, it's a regional professional body. And we have developed a CPD library for their website. And why it's innovative, in this region, there are over 300,000 nurses in these countries. We've gotten support from 10 of the 17 registrars, meaning that when we have content, if they complete the certificate, they can use it for relicensure in their countries. And we have them that they're free and accessible. And we've used the multiple organizations that are already developing content, because why create new stuff that's already out there? And it's actually helpful for organizations like ICAP, ITEC, JPIGO, because they've want to disseminate the work they've done as well. But our next steps, as I mentioned, I have a meeting next week, is to develop a sustainability plan, because funding is the challenge for this sort of work. Once we put it together, it could be a static project if we don't continue to have some web support and also person populating the website. So what we're looking for is more support in development of making the website more user-friendly, and to be able to get more information about how many people are using the website, when they're using the website, when we do like social media campaigns, is that helping, or are there other ways that we can reach nurses so they know that this is a program that's available to them? So, asante sana, thank you in Swahili. And I have left some materials to the side. Unfortunately, I have to run to the airport, so please feel free to email me if you have any questions or interest in any of the stuff that I mentioned today. Yes. Yeah.
I've been to Kenya.
So that's why we want to try to make it so that they can use it on their phones. Thank you. I'll stick it down. Thanks.
Thank you.